You're listening to Johnny Hero, and it's a Thursday, so Linda's in. Yo, yo. Sorry, I forgot to put the wee fan. Oh, hold on, hold on a second. I'll do this again. Linda's in. Yeah! See, I did have my fanfare, right?
Hello.
Right, what have you gone to see?
Well, Dead Man Down. Do you want me to? Do you want to tell me what you think it's about?
This is one I haven't even seen a trailer for. It's Colin Farrell's in it, so it's not exactly going to be a Shakespearean classic, is it?
Okay, this is what happens.
He's another guy who relies on his good looks and his Irish twinkle in his eye and doesn't really act.
And what? And your point is? Okay, the thing is about this. Colin,
do you want to, well, we'll play the clip.
Okay, good.
Teams of researchers laboured all night to find clips. You may as well play it for them. Dead Man Down.
It's not going to go well.
Dead Man Down. He played by his own rules.
Okay.
Nobody liked him.
The person doing this to me, I want him to know if there's anything left in this world that he still cares about, I'm going to burn it down.
I've never thought about it before. But when I saw you, I knew I had my answer. I know why you really came tonight. You want to find out if the girl's been watching. You saw what you did. I saw you kill this man.
The person tracking me. The best thing this person can do is to beg me for mercy.
I don't think he'll beg for mercy.
He wouldn't get it anyway.
Sounds rubbish.
Why did you have your head in your hands when you were listening to that? It
wasn't I was remembering Colin Farrell in Alexander. You know, the tale of Alexander the Great. And I love all, you know, the Greek mythology.
Mm-hmm.
And I love all those. And Colin Farrell turns up with like somebody out of Kajagoogoo with his hair bleached and a Dublin accent. Right, we're going to attack Troy, and I'm taking Macedonia with me. I'll see you there, and we'll do it in 3 hours. And everybody's looking at him. And there's all these class brilliant actors, you know, who've been to RADA and, you know, done all the Shakespeare stuff. And they're going, yes, my lord. And you can see them looking at each other going, who is your man? You know?
Okay, listen, see, before we start, this is, I have something to tell
you. Go ahead.
Now,
you were already speaking. No need to put your hand up.
But I feel the need to. Don't be going absolutely ballistic.
Right. Go ahead.
If I had seen the film, I'd have given it a 9 with Carl Farrell.
What do you mean if you had seen? This is a film review slot. If you had have seen the film.
But the thing is, I went home for a couple of hours last night.
Right.
And then, before coming back into the radio. And
did
then.
You not told me this before we went on the air and briefed me?
I knew you'd go absolutely crazy. But then I fell asleep.
Why do you think I won't go daft on the air?
I know.
Because we're on air?
How dare you?
So tell me. You're reviewing a film that you didn't see.
I didn't see, and I won't lie. I can't.
What was it?
I can't lie about
what
it.
What was the point of coming in?
Because I just wanted to have a wee chat.
Right, you made me dig out a trailer. I said to you during that trailer, you don't recognise this bit, you must have missed it. Didn't see any of the film. So it's not as if you went and fell asleep. Or you went out to the toilet. You didn't see any of it.
No, I didn't see any of it. I'm sorry about that.
This is a different kind of film review. You didn't see any of the film.
No.
You could have pretended. You could have come in and said, listen, I like Colin Farrell, but I was dazzled by his brilliance and, you know, I would like the listeners to see what they thought of it. No, you couldn't even make anything up like that.
No. No, I can't tell you lies.
You're a woman. You probably lie all the time.
I did read a wee bit about it, but
oh, that's
good.
Great.
I think I would like it if I seen it.
So marvelous. The tagline is: in New York City, a crime lord's right hand man is seduced by a woman seeking retribution. But it did sound rubbish from the trailer. It sounded nonsense.
It doesn't. It sounds really good. His
bum.
Wife
Can
dies.
You say bum? What?
No, his wife dies. His wife dies and he joins a criminal underworld to try and get retribution against the ones that did it. And I think that's a good film review. Right. Short and sweet to the point.
But it says here there's a woman seeking retribution.
Who's she?
In the first line of the description, a crime lord's right-hand man is seduced by a woman who is seeking retribution.
I didn't read down that far.
It's the first line. So
well, anyway, so no, it didn't.
Help us out, folks. Has anybody seen Dead Man Down? Featuring Colin Farrell.
Right. Mm-hmm. That would be good. Listen, I have something else I want to talk to you about anyway.
Is this something you've seen or didn't see? Or
Lindy helped me with this yesterday and I was talking about it on the night shift last night. Ways that you have been dumped. You know the way everything's so advanced nowadays and you all get dumped by text.
Oh, people get dumped by text and all that's ridiculous.
What way did
I used to just ignore people.
Was that when they dumped you? You dumped them?
How very dare you, Mrs.
What way would you have dumped a girl in those days?
I don't know. I was always a lapper. I was afraid to tell anybody because I didn't want to break their hearts. You just didn't turn up anymore. You didn't go where.
You just didn't.
Because there was no... It was not like... Anyway, everybody now is traceable on Facebook and Twitter and your phone and everything else. So you didn't have a mobile phone. So the only way people could get you was ringing your ma's house. And you know the crack in our house.
If it's for me.
Everybody's standing, waving their arms. I'm not in.
That's right.
There's an old queue of I'm not in. Could be anybody. Is it a tick man? No. Is it a, I'm not in.
What about if somebody dumped you? What did you do? Did you take it like a man?
Just take it on the chin, that's it. Oh, well, plenty more fish in the sea. And,
see,
you know,
fellas are
kinda
bad. Fellas are bad.
Oh, I thought you were going to say something else there. Because that bad was a bit extended.
Fellas are bad. I mean, the thing is with fellas, they can't take it on the chin in the moment and then go away and keep it to themselves and
ring
be hurt.
Their mates, you can out for a beer. There's a match on.
And keep it to themselves and be hurt. But women just go to... Women
go
just
to pieces
take
and
apart.
Cry and, you know, dear me. I won't say I wasn't sort of heartbroken at certain times.
But you were still able to carry on.
But
and
you
this
still
is
just
the thing
go, men are fairly stoic about it. Just, you know, soldier on.
I hate that.
Oh, you want the men to be in pieces?
Oh, I want them to be in pieces. I want to kick them in the shins and then be in pieces, yeah.
Right, thank you. Okay. That was all in lieu of a film review that we didn't get. Has anybody seen Dead Man Down? Is it any good? Why don't you just give it 8.5 anyway?
Well, I was going to give it, if Colin Farrell was in it and it was 8.5 is where I was going to start.
You were going to start? Right.
Okay, so...
Niall in Belfast says, I went to see Dead Man Down and I'd give it a 1. Tell Linda she saved herself from a night of boredom. You see, the thing is, when you intend to go and see a film and then don't see it, internally you did yourself a favour because it's daft, it's a terrible film, apparently. I believe Niall in Belfast.
Do you? Well,
right.
Thank you, Niall. Next, the next film, the big film next week is The Great Gatsby and Star Trek. I'm going to see Star Trek.
Oh, I want to see Star Trek. I might go with you because I was talking about R. John to go and start and he says I'm not fussy.
Oh,
so
no,
I might go with you.
It looks amazing.
Right.
Okay.
Is that you? You're on the night shift tonight?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you. Are you going to review a film next week?
Yes, I am. Yes.
Right. Okay.